This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
The secret may have gotten out, but Dave Gillespie, the director of the Minden Whitewater Preserve, isn't saying a word. He's not going to spill any tea on juicy details about action heroes or shooting schedules. But what he will share is what it means to attract both the attention and rental fees of a big television production company that's come to Minden to film a wildly successful franchise series, giving the preserve the ability to reinvest in the facility, trails, and the river itself. On August 17th, the municipality of Minden Hills sent out a media release notifying the public that JRS5 TV Productions Limited would be filming scenes for Honcho here from August 27th to September 2nd, and that there would be road restrictions and delays as a result. They added that campgrounds and trails in the area would be closed until the filming concluded. And while many locals suspect the filming is part of the popular Reacher series, which is known to shoot throughout Ontario, Gillespie cannot and will not substantiate the rumors, but says it's the largest production hosted by the preserve in its nearly 50-year history. Located on the Gull River, the Minden Whitewater Preserve is a hidden gem, a mecca of sorts for both high-caliber and recreational kayak and canoeing enthusiasts. It's home to some of the most challenging runs found in Ontario and is a preferred destination for whitewater enthusiasts of all skill levels. It's also known for its beautiful surroundings, hiking trails, and serenity. So it's no surprise that when a television production company chose to scout the area, they fell in love with it and began working on plans to use the river as the backdrop for the upcoming season of the show. Gillespie sat down with Canoe FM recently to talk about how the production company's rental of the preserve will have long-reaching impacts.
We've been here for almost 50 years, and we primarily functioned as a recreation and competitive kayak canoe site for members and for guests and people coming into the sport and people who travel around the world. So in the last few years, we're being recognized for providing other services. And one of those services is property, acreage, privacy, access to a river, beautiful natural surroundings. So film industry has reached out to us a couple of times over the years to see, could this work for them? And in this, or this recent project, we've had a film company say they're very interested in being up here. So their staff are very professional. I've met many of them, and of their specialized staff, they're probably the best in the business. And I've dealt with other film companies, commercial productions, that you can tell it's out of Toronto. You can tell it's a local gig with, like, maybe, you know, 20 people, and this one has 10 times that. So the people who are on this production are
The Gull River was formed by glaciers more than 3 million years ago and is part of the Trent Canal system operated by Parks Canada. The Minden Whitewater Preserve has a history rooted in the development of competitive whitewater kayaking in Canada. What began as a natural stretch of rapids was transformed into a world-class slalom course in 1972 through the efforts of dedicated paddlers and the vision of creating a training center. It's played host to a number of world-class events, and in 2015, following a few course modifications, it was the site for the Pan Am Games. The preserve is managed by Whitewater Ontario. The natural beauty, serenity, and rushing water create a stunning backdrop for film projects, and this hidden gem is now beginning to shine in the spotlight. Gillespie says several production crews have reached out in the past, and expanding the preserve's appeal beyond water sports allows for more revenue streams to be developed for the benefit of the organization and those who frequent the preserve. He added he understands the frustration of road delays that come with the filming taking place, but his goal is to be open to new opportunities to ensure there's a bright future for the preserve and all who come to enjoy it.
We have a variety of stakeholders here, not just local paddlers, but there's anglers, there are painters, photographers. We have environmentalists who are affiliated with our area, so there's a lot of concern that it's managed properly. So I don't think you're going to see this place become a hotbed of film work from the GTA. I'm grateful for the local neighbors, their understanding. Having pylons on the road means a little bit of slowdown on traffic. The fact that there's lots of vehicles moving around means that their usual freedom, they're probably going to slow down driving into Coatepeque or put off by a couple of minutes, but we're grateful for that kind of understanding. The property is owned by Whitewater Ontario, which serves its 500 members. And as we work to serve their objectives, sometimes we have to do it by thinking out of the box. And in this case, thinking outside of a campground or outside of the trails, which means, all right, what do we offer somebody else? And do those people have resources that help us continue our dream and expand features either on the campground side, on the trail side, or in the river? So we're very grateful to have this production crew here locally, and hopefully other people can see the benefits of it.
While locals understand and value the peace and tranquility of the preserve, Gillespie says the film crew working up here have commented on what a remarkable place it is and how thrilled they are to be working here.
I'm dealing with people who are not used to it. This week, we have people who are from across the country and primarily in large cities like Toronto. And they speak and they said, oh my God, this is the best time. I'm out of the film studio. I'm enjoying just listening to nature. I'm seeing the sunrise. I stay outside all day. I see the sunset. Best site I've been on.
Gillespie says the revenue from the production company's rental of the preserve will be reinvested into improving programming there, trails, and the river itself. He says the preserve is planning to build more mountain bike trails, rehabilitate certain sections of the river, and hopes to expand the youth kayaking programs as well.
We're part of a very close-knit paddling community, and also many people hike here, like 50 to 100 people hike here a day. And that's from dog walk to bringing their kids in to the new playground to just going for their morning exercise. We've made arrangements with the production company to rent the facility. And for that rental fee, we've identified a large portion of it to river rehabilitation work. So part of that is going to our paddling community and the angling community and say, we need your cooperation, because as you and I know, all rivers are publicly accessible in Canada. And so the paddling and angling and the local community have all been very understanding, knowing that for this short-term compromise, that we will have some long-term investments. The people have been very understanding, and our hope is that through this process, then we can come back to this river in a couple of months and next year and plan out, all right, what's the next phase of continuing to work on either changes from the floods or look at new features or even just improve the shoreline trails so that more people can enjoy them.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.